Second big difference between CMC and speech. Illustrated perhaps best from chat room activity. Many of you have been in a chat room. If you haven't, you ought to go and have some fun. You don't have to chat, you can just lurk, as the technical term is, believe me, lurk in the corner, that's L-U-R-K, lurk in the corner, and just observe what's going on. You will be noticed after a while, and they'll say, who are you? And you can say, if you like, then, well, I am a linguist, actually, and I am observing your chat room. and then you get some interesting language. Reflect for a moment on what a chat room does. In a chat room, you are sitting there at your terminal in a room in which there might be 10, 20, 200, 2,000 other members sitting at their terminals around the world. And they are sending messages into the chat room. And the messages are scrolling down your screen one at a time as they come from whoever wants to make an observation. You yourself can send a message anytime you like to react to one of the messages that you see. And you send your message, and after a delay, which might be very brief, but in some cases is really quite substantial, your message will appear on the screen. It is the craziest of discourse systems, because depending upon the nature of that delay, your answer might appear long after the question that motivated it has scrolled off the top of the screen. But people do it. And reflect on what's going on here now. You are observing and monitoring and reacting to, depending upon your interest and typing speed, 10, 20 conversations taking place. Because the topics of the chat room can be varying all over the place. One person might be saying, I thought the latest James Bond film was absolutely fantastic. The next person might be saying, I hate James Bond, I'd rather read Winnie the Pooh. What do you think about Winnie the Pooh? And so it goes on, with people talking about whatever they want to talk about, and not necessarily continuing a single thread at all. You can monitor and interact with all of this, and reflect. Never in the history of the human race have you ever been able to monitor and interact with 20 conversations at the same time. If you go into a cocktail party and there are 20 conversations going on, it is, I suppose, theoretically possible for me to interact with all of it and to go start and say, hello, good evening, how are you? Yes, that's an interesting point about the James, excuse me, second. Yeah, really? Winnie the Pooh? Oh, I don't believe that. Excuse me a second. And go on. The men in white coats would take you away if you did that sort of thing. It is aberrant behavior, but not on the internet. On the internet, it's perfectly routine, you know, and nobody thinks twice about it. So that's not like speech either, is it? And there are various other differences between speech and CMC activity. There are also differences between writing and CMC activity. There are things you do with the written language on the internet that are nothing like traditional writing. And time just for a couple of examples. If you ask, what is the most fundamental feature of the written language? The most basic and obvious feature of the written language? And here is a piece of written language. What's its obvious feature? Well, it's not changing. It's the same. Put it down. Pick it up. It's the same. Wow. The permanence of writing. It's not like that on the internet. On the internet, you call up a site, a page, there it is, close it down, call it up again. A few minutes later, it may have changed. It may have been refreshed. Its owner may have altered it in some way. Same address, different writing. Indeed, you don't even have to call it up a second time. With many sites, you can see the language changing in front of your eyes. Call up BBC News Online, and there are the news headlines, scrolling across the top of the page. Written language moving, I say. I mean, if that happened to your piece of paper there, you'd think they'd landed. Something strange is going on. Doctor Who stuff. But in the internet, it's routine to see animated language, animated written language. Pop-up advertisements. You may not like them, but up they flash and down they go. All kinds of dynamic written language. Traditionally, the only time you would have seen dynamic written language was on things like neon signs in Piccadilly Circus and a few cases like that. Certainly not in a personal, interactive way. And that is a pretty fundamental difference when you think about it. And the second, just time for two examples of each, really, spoken and written. Second big difference. If you ask what is the fundamental functional property of the World Wide Web, what is it without which the World Wide Web couldn't exist at all? Well, the word web is the clue, isn't it? It's the thing they call the hypertext link. The hypertext link. That is the little thing in blue, usually, or sometimes another colour, it's often underlined, which, if you click on it, sends you somewhere else. Okay? So we all know what that is. Click, and off you go, from one part of the page to another part of the page, from one page to another page, from one site to another site, and so on. The hypertext link. Without that, there can be no web. It was based on that very simple notion. Now, when did you last see a hypertext link? Before the internet, you see. When did you see such a thing in the written language? Does traditional writing have hypertext links? And you start to think about it and you say, well, there were one or two things a bit like that in traditional writing. The footnote. Yeah, the footnote is a bit like a hypertext link, isn't it, really? Number one, sends you somewhere else. A cross-reference is a bit like a hypertext link. See page so-and-so, click, and away you go, except you can't click because it's just a book. But the difference is that you don't have to have those things in the written language. You can have a whole book without any footnotes, without any cross-references. You can't have an internet without a hypertext link. So that's a big difference between the two. And there are other differences, but that's enough, I hope, to persuade you that CMC is a new medium of communication that is not like speech and it's not like writing. It has some of the properties of speech and it has some of the properties of writing. But deep down, we're talking about electronic communication as offering new ways of communicating with each other that were not available in traditional spoken and written language. So I return to the point I made at the beginning of my talk. Is the internet a revolution? Well, from one point of view, no. Its impact on individual languages so far has not been revolutionary at all, in my view. From another point of view, as an introduction of a new electronic medium, then yes, we haven't seen anything like this in 12,000 years. And I think that's a fair point to make for using the term revolutionary. So one has to keep a watching brief on it. The whole business has been only around for 20 years. It's difficult stuff to study, as I said at the beginning, because you can't get hold of the data very easily. But slowly, that difficulty is being overcome. And it may be that as research increases, then we'll make findings that will make even some of the remarks I'm making today seem out of date very quickly. In the meantime, thank you for your attention. We have a short time for questions. Thank you.